Dr. Stephen Smith, PhD, your LMSW, worked hard for that, Associate Professor, School of Social Work, where we do talk with you experts on behalf of the College of Community and Public Service, our CCPS Community Connections. We want to talk about service learning and disaster relief, Dr. Smith. But first of all, I'd like to talk about you. Tell me a little bit about your journey.
Well, thanks, Shelley, and thank you for having me today. I'm sort of a recent transplant living in Grand Rapids, but I've been in the West Michigan area for most of my adult life. I went to Indiana University for my undergraduate degree.
So did I. Were you in the there in the
Bloomington
70s? 80s?
I was there in the 70s, yeah. Early 70s.
Okay,
I'm
late
dating
70s.
Myself.
But, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, we digress.
But, yeah. Then I sort of moved into the world of work and did my master's degree at Western Michigan, where I lived in Kalamazoo for quite some time, mm-hmm. and then I worked for a while in agency administration, and then went back for my PhD and decided to finish up my career teaching, and that's what I'm doing right now.
That's great. And involved with the College of Community and Public Service. Let's zone in on service learning and how CCPS is involved locally, nationally, and even internationally. What is it?
Well, service learning is something that's been really a part of social work since really the beginning of the field of social work. But more recently, I think in the college of that we work in community public service, we have been pretty actively involved actually around the world. It started with programs in Ghana, in China, El Salvador, Ireland, and South Africa a little bit. And then locally, we have actually a poverty initiative that we do right here in Grand Rapids that is involved sort of boots and hands on with people right in our community. And then nationally, we have projects that work with the Native population in Mount Pleasant. We did some work with Flint last year. And of course, my work in various locations around the country in disaster relief.
For that, how does this and the School of Social Work fit into, then, the CCPS Engaged College Initiative?
Well, it really, Shelley, forms the core of what we do as social workers. We really try to bring the real world into our classrooms or get out of the classroom and do our education right where folks are living and working. By its definition, social work really is working with folks wherever they are in their lives, connecting with the person with family, friends, supports, work, service, community, those kinds of things, really the social fabric of our lives.
How do we define service learning, or is it learning service?
It's a great question. Yeah. One of my colleagues actually sort of coined the term learning service last year, and I really liked it. She's African-American professor who's actually in the middle of retiring right now, but she said one of the things that she's learned in her many years of doing this was that really we sort of need to change our paradigm about that, and that really we need to think less about those of us who are in positions of privilege going in and providing services for people, doing for others that may be in a less fortunate situation. That really maybe we need to think of this as we need to first learn about other people and then walk alongside them to support and maybe offer a hand when necessary, mm-hmm. sort of just shifting the way we think about that.
How does your teaching service and, say, scholarship engage with the community here at Grand Valley then?
Well, that's probably a whole show in and of itself, but really I teach a lot of courses beyond disaster relief, and I do with undergrads. I work with them in professional development and interviewing skills. As graduate students, I work with them in grant writing and fundraising and nonprofit management, internship support, and things like that. So as you can imagine, I spend a lot of time out in the community with all of those activities with students, trying to connect them and connect, really more importantly, the reading and lectures that we do in the classroom with what's happening in the real world. And I think that those linkages make a huge difference for what students receive from their education at Grand Valley.
Dr. Stephen Smith with us, Associate Professor, School of Social Work, part of our CCPS Community Connections monthly segment. You mentioned, Stephen, one of your significant projects each year. I think is disaster relief. So let's talk about this. What have you done and where do you do it?
Well, disaster relief is probably one of the most challenging things we do here, only because we never really know where we're going from year to year. It's funny, we can't plan. It's not funny, humorous, but peculiar, that we really can't plan in advance. We really wait for the hurricane season to happen, and we say, where are we going to be needed this year? So this really started after Katrina in 05, and our first project that we went, and it was really a feeling that we had to do something for these folks. And, you know, the images were in our media and things like that, and we really felt that we had to do something. So we did that relief work with Katrina for a number of years running, I think 5-6 straight years. We shifted one year and we did Superstorm Sandy in New Jersey, and then we went back to New Orleans because there was another storm that hit and there was a lot of work to be done. And then last year, actually, we went to Baton Rouge. They had those 100-year floods there, and so there were a lot of homes underwater. We did that last year. And then this year, this Friday, actually, we leave for Houston to work on the storm that happened there.
Thank you. Thank you, Producer Joe, for our water. Thank you, Dr. Stephen Smith. The logistics, think about this, how you deal with them, even safety issues in a disaster zone when you are bringing students, because you bring students to these opportunities, right?
Right. We typically have up to 20 students that go with us. We've learned over the years that that's about the right number. We have, generally, we have two faculty that go. And it is a difficult situation. This is not a middle-class tour. We don't fly down to the disaster zones. We load everybody in vans. We have tools. We have work equipment and things like that. We do a pre-class to sort of give them an idea what this looks like. But one of the most important things is that we need to make sure that, especially when we go to a new place, like this year, Houston, that everything is safe, that we have a secure place for them to live and to work, and we do a lot of teaching and things like that along the way too, so we have to have places to meet in the evening to debrief and to talk about what just happened. So there's a lot of logistics, and we're actually still, we're 5 days from leaving, and we've got a couple things that we're still trying to iron out. Things just change on the fly, and so we also tell students they got to be a little bit flexible with this too, that you can't just, you know, have an itinerary and say this is the way it's going to be. Sometimes things change.
How do you combine then rebuilding with, say, learning for students? Obviously expand here.
It's probably one of the most fun things that we do. We one of the challenges from an educational standpoint is figuring out each year, how do we, what materials do we give the students to? How do we prepare them for this? Mm-hmm. And while we like to think that all of our coursework that we do lends a foundation and a groundwork for this, we also know that there are specific things that they need to know in whatever community they're going into. So we try to pull articles, readings, even popular media related to things like the cultural diversity of an area, what people there are going through. And then given whatever the trauma is, that as we understand it, we also try to pull some things that may help students to prepare for what they might be encountering when they talk with people in these disaster zones. So this year in Houston, we're going to be also going to a school, and we're going to be talking to folks who, students who struggled with that, with the loss and being out of school for a number of months and things like that. So it's really a, sort of a complex thing, and the logistics change every year.
Change is good, they say. What is next step for you then in your students? Obviously, lots of travel, but
yeah. Well, the travel is a mixed blessing. It's a real challenge each year to cram 20 students into minivans and to drive for often 2 days to get to where we're going. But the one project that we have possibly in the works right now is Puerto Rico. As you know, that is still sort of a mess there, and. Yep. One can argue whether our government has done all that it can do, but be that as it may, they're still without electricity, and there's still a lot of devastation there. So we're in touch with our colleagues on the ground there to see when they're going to be ready for students. We're hoping maybe we could do a spring break or a trip in the summer there to work with the citizens, the U.S. citizens that are in Puerto Rico, and try to lend a support to them as well. So that's a possibility up next again, if we can ensure the the logistics and the safety of our students.
How's the job market for a social worker graduating these days?
Well, it's good. I think that there's always going to, unfortunately, be a need for our profession. We always sort of grumble about wages and salaries are not good. It's sort of on a par with teaching and things like that. That if you stay in our field for a while, you can usually do pretty well, make a living. But it isn't one that starts very well in terms of salaries for younger folks. But it's getting better, and we're generally seeing uptick in salaries and things, at least so people can sort of make a living wage when they're starting in our field.
So, but the treasures that you gather in other ways.
Yep, that's right. Always true.
Yep. All right, Dr. Stephen Smith, Associate Professor, School of Social Work, on behalf of our CCPS Community Connections, how do we find out more information?
Well, you can certainly go to our website, gbsu.edu, which I'm sure you hear on this show weekly. Our / is SSW for School Social Work. You can learn all about what we do right there. There's all other contact information, emails, phone numbers, all sorts of programs and information about what we're doing in the community. And we invite you to contact us if you have need for any additional information.
Awesome. Service learning and disaster relief, our topic today. Thanks, Stephen. Take care.